But yeah, we're best friends. We can argue. No. Arguments are no. It's not just marriages. It's if you read the book it's that fabulous. We recommend, How to Influence, How to...
The title of today's email is 10 Years Marriage with Two Kids is Over. Both sides failed to stay true to each other, and after 10 years, the truth went out. Now they are arguing, and one side keeps hurting the other every time she can. She keeps telling mean things, cursing, aggression. She wants him to move out, and they have two kids, 16 and 10. What should they do?
What do you think? I'm not going first.
Stop. What should they do? We don't know what they want to do.
Because it looks like the third party asking this for a person.
Yeah, she's asking for what would they like to do? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the wife wants the guy to get out of the house. Obviously, seems like the guy doesn't want to move out of the house. And they have two kids, 16 and 10.
And she's mean.
And she's being mean.
Cousin.
And she's cursing. And
she's aggressive.
I hope that's not violence.
Does that mean physical violence?
That's what I'm saying. Is that if it's physical violence, then...
she needs to be the one moving.
She needs to move out of the house. Yes.
Right.
They need to separate. They could be separated.
Whoever is, like you said, you asked the right question earlier. Mm-hmm. What did they want to do?
Yeah, what they want
to
do.
Whoever is the one complaining about physical violence need to move. A temporary separation at the minimum.
Yes.
You know? Because that's not... That can turn to something else. You know, the idea of somebody operating out of anger, it's not to be tolerated, because that's how you allow the devil, you know, to take over. I mean, anger is temporary insanity.
Insanity, yes.
You know, anything that means you're not in control, you know. You could just, you did this and this thing flew and then hit the person on the head and the person is dead. Listen,
that's crazy.
It happens.
Yes, it does.
You know, when I say, oh, it's not that serious, people beat themselves. Ah. You're missing the point. The worst case scenario is that they don't mean it, but they killed each other.
That's not the intention, but it happened.
And you can't bring that back, you know.
You can easily just push someone against the wall, they hit their head, and that's it.
And that's it.
You don't know what's going on inside the person.
You don't know what artery is blocked right now. You don't know what vein is right there that's about to break. Again, physical violence is no.
And then you're gonna be in jail for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
That doesn't even make any sense. And then your poor kids are left in the system with nobody? That makes no sense to me. No.
All right, so they failed to stay true to each other. Does that mean infidelity?
On both sides.
You know, on both sides. If that's the case, again, you can't help other adults with what they're not admitting, you know.
Right.
But if they're admitting to this, you know, I'm assuming maybe somebody is complaining to you. The person that's complaining can absolutely change the marriage by themselves if they start changing the direction of the dance. Okay, it takes one person to change the direction of the tango. Maybe it takes two to tango, but it takes one person.
To lead, right?
One missing leg will miss everything. One person that says, you know what, let me take control.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so it takes
that
one person.
I love that you
person.
Said that, because people like to throw that out. It takes two to tango. No, you can start the dance. Right. How about that?
It takes two to tango, but remember, there's exception to every rule.
Yes,
remember that.
You know? I agree with you.
So, 10 years, two kids, you know. 10 years, two kids are no good enough reasons to stay in a marriage. However, those facts can be used in your favor. Because if you have 10 years, that means we have that much memory. That means a loser on the outside is always a loser on the outside. If you play your balls right. That's if you recognize that. If you don't recognize that 10 years is a wealth of memory, good memories that most people don't acknowledge it.
Right.
Acknowledge. Even if you have not been having sex for 5 years, there's memories in there that you can capitalize on if you play your balls right to bring that thing back together. So anybody on the outside of that is always a loser, even if you play your balls wrong, because they will basically inherit a broken situation. That's what's going to happen, even if you end up losing that person. So think of 10 years as always a positive thing, even though it's not good enough. to sustain a marriage. Their marriage is 16, 20, 23, 23 years after their kids go to college mm-hmm. and they divorce.
Yeah.
So it's not good enough by itself, but it can be leveraged. It's my point. Okay. The fact that you have two kids together can be leveraged. It's not good enough to stay in a toxic marriage. Mm-hmm. But you can leverage it, okay? Two different things, because some people get defensive too. That's not enough, you know, the new age people that are very quick to throw marriages away. They say, that's not enough, we should be happy. Well, it's not enough for you to throw your marriage away too because of issues that you can actually Google and find this video, right? And learn how the brain works and learn that you're not doing yourself any favor by just throwing away what you can leverage, because that relationship right there took a while. It took time to build. Anything that's good in life takes time to build.
Yes.
Right? So if you see that the grass is greener on the other side, it's probably because somebody is watering it, or because you don't know what you don't know until you get there.
You don't know what you don't know for the most part.
So while that's not a good enough reason to stay in a marriage, you must use them as leverage to play your ball right. It's also not a good enough reason to run away from your problems, because every time you try to run away from your problems, it's like running away from your shadow. There you are again.
Yes.
Right? So I hope I put some balance there, right?
But it seems like they are actually, they're not, at the moment, the problem is they are dealing with forgiveness issue, because it seems like they both cheated,
mm-hmm.
but this is after the fact of the cheating.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the truth came out.
The truth came
after
out.
After 10 years.
The woman is being...
And now they're arguing.
She's just arguing, saying mean things. She can't let go. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
All right. So if they're arguing, you know how we feel about arguments. Mm-hmm. Arguments are no. Okay? And yes, there's always somebody who says, well, yeah, we're best friends. We can argue. No. Arguments are no. It's not just marriages. It's if you read the book we recommend, How to Influence... How to Influence Friends, something like that, by Dale Carnegie.
Mm-hmm.
That book talks about argument. Arguments are, they're not pointless. We enjoy it. They're like high. They're like cocaine. We feel it.
Well,
you know?
At the end of the day, it becomes pointless if we're like this.
It always results in nobody wins.
Yes.
That's the bottom line with argument. A debate is different. A debate comes with respect.
Mm,
you know?
It's healthy.
We're talking, we're debating. You have a different opinion, I have a different opinion, but we can respectfully disagree.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an argument. You know what an argument is. It's negative. It turned to a fight. You're not talking for the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it starts with petty stuff.
Very petty stuff. Doesn't even make sense
right?
half of the time.
You know, so if you're there always trying to defend arguments that it's okay in a marriage. No, it is not okay. You should not tolerate arguments. In the very definition of argument, it has negativity attached to it. Now they're arguing. So that one person, it's that one person that's complaining to their friend right now, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That one person, remember, this part right here, you can use the takes two to tango, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't argue. Don't engage in arguments.
Exactly. Because that's the question I wanted to ask you. Like, for those people that are confused, like, okay, what if she's trying to argue with me and I'm not responding?
It takes two.
And she's still in my face.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't take it
more.
Takes two. She's driving me nuts.
Yeah. So now, think about it. You're walking down the street. A crazy man is running after you, right? If you run from the crazy person, people can clearly see that one person is crazy. But if you get into an argument with the crazy person, people get confused.
Like, okay, two mad people fighting.
Which
two
one?
Crazy people. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It takes, you know, bottom line is that people know who the crazy one is, right? But plus, if you run away from a crazy person, chances are they won't keep chasing you.
Mm.
Especially, you know, I mean,
they'll probably catch themselves.
Yeah. No, if, you're talking about, I'm talking about a real crazy person. I'm talking about a lunatic.
If you're running from a lunatic,
they get exhausted.
He's catching himself.
That's a good point.
Way.
They get exhausted. Even a lunatic will get exhausted if you don't engage them. Okay, so but try to add some common sense to what I just said. Don't take me out of context. Bottom line is that
some crazy people are way crazier than that.
You can tell that we're getting some responses already. but yeah, you don't Yeah, don't come back with any comebacks. Just understand what we're trying to say. That it takes two people to person. Argue.
Yeah. Right. Not about the crazy person that ran away from Aaron.
Right. So now this person says one side keeps hurting the other every time she can.
So you it sounds like a forgiveness issue.
Well, it could be.
Right.
But it could also be that the person that's saying this is biased.
They just see it from the side.
Because it's just that one person that's biting and hurting and cursing and aggressive all the time. Remember, it takes two crazy people to engage in an argument. It takes two people, you know, to engage in a hour. What's the English of hour? In a dispute. Mm-hmm. It takes two people to engage in a dispute. If you don't engage it, the other person will get frustrated and stop.
If you don't feed it, it will die.
Yeah.
Basically.
Plus, if you've always responded, it's time to give them the other side of the cheek.
Yes.
And I have a feeling that's what Jesus meant. Turn the other cheek. Don't turn the same cheek all the time.
So I should now be turning the other cheek all the time and she's taking advantage of me and she's driving me nuts?
Let me give you a new meaning to that. My meaning to that means if you've always responded, change the way you respond.
Okay, reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology.
Right.
If you've always become defensive, for the first time ever, maybe it's time to let her rant and finish everything she's trying to say. She will only get, what's the word? Exhausted.
She'll even be shocked. They're like, oh, you're not going to say
anything?
Plus, she'll
be shocked.
Okay.
She will wonder what the hell jumped on you that you're not arguing like you normally argue.
Right.
And when people wonder about where your heart is, it increases attraction.
Okay.
That's deep right there. You're not going to hear that from nowhere else. All right. So let's keep going here. Let me see. Okay. We're running out of time here. So every time she can, she's always biting, arguing. She's hurting, hitting below the belt. Well, most she's, that's what they do when they're upset. You know, they hit below the belt.
And they don't mean it half of the time.
What they kind of mean it?
No, I don't think so. You know, when your mind
they're hurt too. They're hungry. Someone's angry. Yeah.
So you will say some things and some things you don't really mean.
They're caught up in their own feelings.
You're trying to hurt that person's feelings in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, saying what you don't mean when you're arguing happens to the best of us. All of us do it.
But you know, when men do it to women, women don't forgive. So, as a man,
forgiveness can be very
hard. Watch
what
you say.
Forgiveness can be very hard, but you cannot be in a harmonious marriage without learning how to forgive. It's virtually,
when you don't forgive,
almost impossible. You know?
You are the one in bondage, actually.
I didn't say you can't be in a marriage. I say harmonious marriage.
Yes.
You can stay in a marriage and hurt yourself over and over when you can't forgive. Mm-hmm. And forgive, yes, it's hard. So get ready. It's work. It's going to take some work. All right, it's going to be work on who? Yourself.
Forgiveness breeds bitterness.
It's going to be work on yourself. It's not work on the other person. Because actually, forgiveness, you do it for you.
Yes.
For the most part, you do it for
absolutely.
You.
Yes, absolutely.
Of course, if you forgive that person, they will come into a better place where they can also see clearly what's going on. But every time you can't forgive and you bring up past issues, you're clouding up, you know, whatever God is trying to help you do in your marriage, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
Because you bring up this issue all the time. We're just watching a show upstairs where the lady was acting like a lunatic. It's a good lesson in that. Because she was talking to a ghost. Mm. And she was telling the ghost, was the auntie. She was telling her to go away. Why don't you just stay dead? And she was like, well, I can't go because she won't let me go. Because she was holding a hurt against the dead person that she committed suicide or something like that.
Yeah, so
and
she's angry.
She didn't forgive the person that committed suicide. See, we're looking at it like, okay, Nigerians and their ghost movie all the time. But there's actually some lessons in it, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know.
I lost my questions, yeah.
Go back to your email. You deleted it?
Yeah, by mistake. And then I can't find it in trash.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What did they do that? Oh my God.
I don't know.
Can you load your email? All right. So, are we making sense here?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
So, she won't let go on forgiving the person that's dead. So, the person comes as a ghost and to bother her. So, she starts talking to a dead person while she was trying to sleep with another man. The guy's like, you crazy.
She's looking crazy.
You know? So, yeah, so definitely forgiveness is something that's probably missing here, and you pointed that out earlier. Good job. She wants him to move out, or she's hurt, you know, and they have two kids. What should they do? No, what should he do? That's the question. She's hungry. and she's angry. And when somebody is angry, you probably can't get to them, you know. So basically, the best thing for the person, so now it's making a little bit sense. The person that's been asked to move out is the one that you're probably
that needs help
on their side.
Mm.
And you're probably more biased.
Mm.
So keep in mind, you may be biased.
Mm-hmm, right? Absolutely.
The person needs to give the space. If she's asking for space, you need to give her adequate space. Number one, because you respect yourself, you have self-respect. Number two, because you don't really need her. You may want her, but you don't need her.
Mm.
If you feel like you need her, you will show up with that energy and you will continue to make her even more angry.
Right.
You know, distance makes the heart fonder. If you give some space, and she'll get exhausted of being angry. She may get exhausted of being angry. It's your best chance of pulling the marriage back together.
Mm.
If you stay there and you continue to bicker with each other and you argue, aggression, cussing each other, things will tend to get worse, okay?
Yep,
if you have separate, like a big enough house and people can have a man cage or a man cave or something,
move you
can
move into some, the basement.
You can move
into,
you can create some space if you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
If it requires and she's insisting you must move out and something like that, in Nigeria, I would be like, are you crazy? You better move to your mother's house. But move out of my house. But if you're living a developed society, she may end up calling the cops on you one day and you have to move out. It's okay. None of that stuff really matters. Those are all physical stuff.
Mm.
Again, it's a product of everything that's happening in the brain. But any way you can create some space, there's some space. It's only going to help you. It won't hurt. Trust me, it won't hurt. Especially if you understand that you're self-sustainable.
Yep.
You don't need her in reality. Unless you feel that you need her, then you would destroy things even the more. So that's that. Anything you want to add on, babe?
No.
No, no, no. All right, that's all we have. Don't forget to go, if you're brand new here, please click like if you said anything that made sense to you. And make sure you download the book. GetMyMarriageBack.com is where you want to go. It's also available in audio, Kindle, and paper, like this one.
Mm-hmm.
And feel free to share this video with anyone you know will find it useful. Or just with the word, share everywhere. Facebook, YouTube, share everywhere. Thank you so much. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one. And peace.